everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown.
This is episode 78. It wasn't a detour. It was the path. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness, the podcast where we don't just grow. We return to ourselves, to the truth beneath the noise, to the version of us that's been waiting behind the masks, the pressure, the plans. I'm Nicholas, and today's conversation is for anyone who's ever looked at their life and thought, this wasn't the plan. Maybe you found yourself in a job that drained you, in a city that felt foreign, in a relationship that broke something open in you. Not just your heart, but your identity. Maybe you walked away from something that made sense on paper, only to stumble into a version of your life that felt like chaos, like backtracking, like failure wearing a disguise. And yet, what if it wasn't a detour? What if everything you thought was a mistake was actually an invitation? What if every closed door, every wrong turn, every stretch of loneliness and uncertainty wasn't taking you off track, but guiding you into a version of yourself that you never could have met otherwise? That's what we're exploring today. The idea that the path isn't linear, that alignment often looks like falling apart before it looks like falling into place. The divine timing rarely matches our plans, but it always matches our growth. And I'll be honest, there have been seasons of my life where I cursed the path, where I couldn't see the purpose in the pain, where I felt like life had forgotten me, or worse, was punishing me. But I see it differently now, because some of the most aligned moments in my life came wrapped in discomfort, in surrender, in the unraveling of who I thought I was supposed to be. So if you're in the middle of what feels like a mess, a pivot, a pause, a season of unknowing, you're not off track. You're not broken. You're not behind. You're becoming. In ways you can't always see, but one day you'll understand. So if you're ready, let's talk about it. There's something disorienting about waking up one day and realizing you're not where you thought you'd be. Maybe you were the one who always had a plan, a vision board, a 5-year map drawn out in detail. You told yourself, if I just stay focused, if I just try hard enough, I'll get there. But somehow, the straight line turned sideways, the timing slipped, and what was supposed to be the life you worked so hard for became blurry, delayed, or disappeared altogether. That's when that voice creeps in, the one that says, you messed up, you fell behind, you're too late. I know that voice well. I've let it sit with me in quiet rooms where nothing seemed to be moving. I've let it convince me I'd ruined my shot, that everyone else had cracked the code and I was still circling the same confusion. But here's the thing I couldn't see in those moments. Just because something looks like a detour doesn't mean it wasn't divine. We're trained to believe that there's one version of success, one path that matters, and anything outside of that, any pivot, any pause, any unraveling, is seen as failure. But I've learned that the path rarely announces itself in the ways we want it to. It doesn't come with a neon sign that says this is it. It often comes wrapped in confusion, uncertainty, and a complete dismantling of what we thought was the plan. And that dismantling is sacred, because sometimes it's not that we were wrong about the vision, we just had the wrong blueprint. A version shaped by old beliefs, borrowed timelines, survival patterns, or external pressure. A version that may have looked successful from the outside, but deep down, didn't feel like home. I used to chase clarity like it was something outside of me, as if my purpose would only reveal itself once everything around me looked put together. But clarity doesn't always come from building. Sometimes it comes from undoing, from being brought to your knees, from shedding the life you thought you were supposed to live, so that the one that's meant for you can finally rise. There were chapters in my life that felt like dead ends. I stayed in relationships past their expiration because I feared letting go meant starting over. I took jobs that numbed me because I thought they were the smart thing to do. I dimmed my light just to be accepted in rooms that weren't meant to hold me. And for a while, I called those seasons mistakes. But now I call them mirrors, because each one showed me what I wasn't, so I could begin to remember who I actually am. Nothing was wasted. Even the things that broke me, especially the things that broke me. The world teaches us to fear getting off track. But maybe the only real mistake is thinking there's only one path. Maybe alignment doesn't mean never falling. Maybe it means trusting that even if we fall, you're being caught by something bigger. The version of you who thought they were behind, they were just walking a more scenic path. One with a few more detours, yes, but also one with more depth, more compassion, and more trust. You're not off track. You're being rerouted gently, lovingly, back to the truth of yourself. And even if you don't understand why right now, there will come a moment when it all clicks. When you look back at the road you thought you were taking nowhere and realize it was walking you back home. There's a kind of ache that lives in the space between who you know you are and where you currently are. That quiet tension, the sacred frustration, the waiting room of your becoming. It's the season when nothing feels quite right, when your heart has outgrown the old life, but the new one hasn't fully arrived yet. And it's in that space that we begin to question everything. Did I miss a step? Did I wait too long? Am I doing something wrong? We think if the doors haven't opened yet, we must not be ready. We think if things are delayed, we must have taken a wrong turn. We think timing is something we earn with effort instead of something we align through trust. But timing isn't logical. It's not transactional. It doesn't follow our calendars or cater to our expectations. Divine timing is soul-timed and moves in frequencies, not formulas. It honors readiness, not rush. And more often than not, it calls us to slow down. Just when we thought we were supposed to speed up. I've had seasons where I felt like everything was passing me by, where it seemed like everyone else was being chosen while I was still sitting in the silence of my own waiting. And in those moments, I'd wrestle with shame. I'd try to force the next chapter. I'd send messages that didn't feel aligned, take opportunities that drained me, say yes to people I knew I was meant to outgrow, just so I could feel like something was finally moving. But the more I chased timing, the more disconnected I felt from myself. Because alignment isn't created through force, it's received through presence. And when we choose to stay present, even when things don't make sense, we start to notice something miraculous. Synchronicities, subtle shifts, new invitations that feel like home in our nervous system. The kind of openings that couldn't have arrived a moment earlier because we wouldn't have been able to hold them yet. That's the thing. Sometimes the delay is the blessing. Not because the universe is withholding, but because it's rearranging your internal landscape so that when the right thing arrives, you don't sabotage it. Sometimes the timing hasn't lined up yet because there's still grief to move through, still beliefs to unlearn, still space to clear out so that the new chapter doesn't just look different, but actually feels different too. The old you might have rushed into that new job, the new relationship, the new identity, still carrying the same scarcity. Still performing, still people-pleasing, still thinking that more effort equals more worth. But the version of you who's slowing down, who's trusting the unfolding, who's learning to be themselves in the unknown, that version doesn't need to chase anymore. Because they're becoming the match for the very things they used to beg for. And the more we anchor into that, the more life meets us with a rhythm that feels natural, not forced. A life that doesn't require you to explain yourself. A life that doesn't exhaust you. A life that doesn't make you prove your right to be in the room. But first, we have to stop believing the lie that our timeline is broken. It's not. It's sacred. Even if it's slower than you wanted, even if it's quieter than you hoped, even if no one else seems to understand it, you're not late. You're listening. And that's the real milestone. No one really prepares you for how much loss comes with becoming. We talk about healing like it's a beautiful awakening. This empowered return to self. And it is, but sometimes it first feels like everything around you is falling apart. Not because you're broken, but because the life you built from your pain can't survive your healing. And that unraveling is holy, but it doesn't always feel that way. It feels like disorientation, like saying goodbye to parts of yourself you once depended on, like walking away from relationships that felt like home, even when you knew they were built on wounds, not truth. It feels like watching your old life keep spinning, the people, the dynamics, the comfort, while you're somewhere in the in-between. Not who you were, not quite who you're becoming. Just raw and open, standing barefoot in the middle of your becoming. And here's the hard truth. Growth often feels like losing before it feels like winning. Because you don't just shed old patterns. We shed old versions of ourselves. Versions we protected. Versions we clung to. Versions that helped us survive. The identity of the overachiever. The rescuer. The one who never needs help. The one who's always okay. We let go of the need to be seen a certain way. To be chosen by people who only love and ask. To be praised for what we do instead of who we are. And that shedding. It's not just a shift. It's a grief. Because when you finally stop performing. When you stop bending yourself into shapes just to belong. You realize how much of your life wasn't built on truth, but on survival. You start to see that some of the things you called normal were really just familiar forms of self-abandonment, and you mourn it. Not because you want to go back, but because you realize how much of your light was buried just to feel safe. But that grief, it's not a setback. It's an opening. It's the part no one sees on the highlight reel, but it's where the real transformation happens. And the more you allow yourself to feel it, fully, honestly, the more you reclaim your energy from the past. You begin to soften, to hear yourself more clearly, to choose from alignment, not autopilot. To become the version of you that doesn't need to shrink to stay connected. Because here's what's beautiful. When you give yourself permission to let go, to really release the old scripts and expectations, you don't just free yourself, you become a mirror, a safe space for others to do the same. Your presence starts to carry a kind of truth that calls people home to themselves. Not because you're perfect, but because you're real. Because you faced yourself. Because you sat in the fire and didn't try to escape it. And that energy, that's what heals. That's what shifts rooms. That's what gives others permission to look at their own life and say, if they can be that honest, maybe I can too. So if it feels like you're losing everything right now, if it feels like the life you knew is dissolving, you're not falling apart. You're being emptied. So you can finally be filled up with what's real. There came a point in my journey where I had to face something I didn't want to admit. I had made struggle my comfort zone. It was quiet at first, the realization like a whisper I wanted to ignore because it's easier to stay in the story you know than to question why you're still living it. For most of my adult life, I wore pain like proof. Proof that I was trying. Proof that I was worthy. Proof that I hadn't given up. I built an entire identity around being the starving artist. Romanticized the late nights, the burnout, multiple jobs just to keep the dream alive. Because somewhere deep down, I believe the struggle made me legitimate. That if I wasn't sacrificing something, my time, health, money, my peace, then maybe I didn't deserve what I was asking for. I thought I had to earn ease, prove myself first, break myself open and hand the pieces to the world just to feel like I had the right to create. But that story, it got heavy. At some point, it stopped feeling like resilience and started feeling like a cage because I wasn't creating from joy. I wasn't building from alignment. I was surviving on scraps of self-worth, hoping that if I suffered just a little more, I'd finally feel like I was enough. And that's when I started to see the deeper truth. The version of you who's thriving isn't someone you have to become. It's someone you have to remember. And when you begin to let go of the belief that it has to be hard, when you stop recreating chaos just because it's familiar, you begin to create a new normal life. One where you don't just survive life, you live it. With presence, with joy, with room to breathe. That's the new story. Not one written in pain, but in permission. Not one where you prove you're worthy, but where you know you are. Even when you're resting, even when you're soft, even when you're not performing, you are allowed to be the fullest version of yourself without the weight of struggle. Maybe it's time to stop asking, am I behind? And start asking, what part of me is afraid I missed my moment? Because you didn't. You didn't miss your moment, your calling, your timing, or your alignment. You just need to release the timeline you thought it had to follow. You needed to break the contract with struggle you didn't realize you signed. You needed to find yourself, not in perfection, but in the unfolding. That's the paradox of healing and becoming. It looks like regression before it looks like revelation. It looks like stillness before it looks like momentum. It looks like breakdown before breakthrough. But what's really happening beneath all of that is realignment. You're remembering the version of you that never needed to prove your worth through pain. You're forgiving the part of you that thought you had to suffer to be seen. You're reclaiming your joy, your softness, your ease, not as luxuries, but as birthrights. And the moment you stop performing for the life you think you should have had, you begin living the one that's been trying to find you all along. Let this be the season where you don't fight the flow, where you trust the detour, where you return to yourself softly, fully, unapologetically, because you were never off track. You were just learning how to walk your path differently. And this time, you're doing it without the weight. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, and this is Metanoia Madness, signing off.